Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today my guest is Susan from the United States, who uses LDN for autoimmune celiac disease. Thank you for joining me today, Susan.
Thank you very much. I'm very humbled to be able to speak to you and the audience as well.
Well, we're very interested in your story. Could you tell us when you first noticed there was something wrong with you? How long ago was that?
It was about 1999 into 2000 and then into 2001. Mm-hmm. I had had a surgery that did not go well and had to have further surgery a few months later, and then again a few months later. And oftentimes celiac is catapulted upon you from a shock to the body, which surgery and pregnancy and things like that will make that happen. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what I had. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I had very severe stomach pain. Didn't know what that was about. I figured it had to be food. I cut back and it didn't help. And constant diarrhea, which was hard to manage going to work and being a mom and a grandma and all that kind of stuff that we do. Mm-hmm. So I went to a physician, a gastroenterologist, and he did a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. And the endoscopy, you're supposed to be able to see if the little hairs inside your intestine, which are, I forget what they're called, villi, should be standing up straight like carpeting. And if you have celiac, it lays down. But he only took a couple of patches, and he didn't find anything at that time about it. And I said, well, don't you think it's about food that I'm eating? And he said, oh, no, it has nothing to do with food. Well, that was curious to me because I thought that you eat, gets digested, it goes through your system, into your intestines, and then follows beyond that. So I didn't think that made much sense to me, but I thought, he's the doctor. So I went on with life as best I could, and I should have taken stock in Imodium because I ate it constantly so I wouldn't have constant diarrhea. And then my granddaughter got ill, but hers was with Lyme, and we were busy researching as much as we could. And eventually we found LDN. And just reading the website, and it's a thorough, deep, and an impactful website. With everything you could, every question could be answered. You didn't have to ask anybody anything. And that worked for me. I want answers. So it was very clear. And I brought the information. I actually went to the library. I don't have a home printer. And printed everything out I could to convince my doctor that this was something I needed. And by the time he came in, he had already looked it up on his computer. Now the doctors have these things. They bring them right in the office for you. And he said he didn't see any reason why I couldn't use it. Being there's no side effects, and the little ones they mentioned never happened to me. And so I started off with 1.5, and then a month later we went, I think it was 2.5, and then later 3.5. And of course, at first, I didn't notice any difference. But as time went on, and when I started looking back, especially after a year and a half, and I had read somewhere, because I still continued reading a great deal about it, that someone said that it hits its tempo at about 18 months. And sure enough for me, at 18 months, I could look back and say, wow, I'm doing fantastic. So I what my problems were besides weak and tired. I couldn't go grocery shopping and push the cart. I sometimes didn't feel like driving the car. I didn't think I was capable, or I was just too weak or whatever. I always made it to work, but I did finally have to retire a little bit sooner than I wanted to. And looking back, I thought, oh, this is magnanimous. This is such an improvement. I can't believe it. So that's when I decided to shout it to the rooftops. Now, I will say one thing that the website said, and I followed it precisely. Be sure you know what is in your LDN capsule. And I did ask that. We have a local compounding pharmacy that worked with me, and he's real good. Then one day, I borrowed my granddaughter, who has Lyme disease, capsule, because somehow I ran out and didn't notice I was running out, and she had the same four. By that point, I was at 4.5 milligrams. And instantly after I took the capsule, my knee pain in my right knee, the other one was replaced. Oh, I could hardly move. I called my daughter and said, don't have Kelsey take any more of that. That's the granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And I called the pharmacy, and sure enough, they had starch in it. It was rice starch. So I would suggest to people that they also get tested for food allergies and be sure none of that is in your capsule. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, my life became so much better that, like I said, I would like to shout it to the rooftops. It's enough that I was so happy with it. I tell everybody, I meet so many people that have autoimmune issues either in their family or themselves, and you can often tell. But I made up a business card, not with my name on it whatsoever. It just says low-dose naltrexone causes improvement, remission, in autoimmune disease. And then on the other side, I have lowdosenaltrexone.org. And I had 300 made up, and I pass that to everybody I know because everybody I know knows somebody that has an autoimmune disease. So I'm thrilled. I'm just so thrilled. I'm taking it for the rest of my life. I'm 73. I'm going to take it the rest of my life.
Could you, I know you've explained some of the improvements you've had using LDN, but before you started LDN, could you describe what a typical day for you was like from waking up to going to bed?
All right. Waking up, I was tired when I woke up. I thought I was lazy. I didn't realize that this was part of an illness that I was having. And then I spent a lot of time in the bathroom trying to get ready for work. Luckily, I worked with seniors, more old than myself at that time, but I was the activities director, so I had to do a lot of things with the seniors. But they were patient with me because they were at an age group where oftentimes they do have diarrhea. So it kind of worked for me. But I would be tired and come home, cook dinner, still tired, running to the bathroom. If we went on vacation, I constantly went to the bathroom. I took, as I said, Imodium. You know, I did a lot of that stuff. And it helped, you know, but it didn't help me feel better. And I just pushed through as best I could. I'm German. Germans push through. You don't have anything. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. So my days were hard. They were hard. When I look back, I thought, boy, girl, how'd you do it? I know it wasn't cancer, but for me, it was a difficult disease. And I watched my mom go through the same thing, but I didn't know what she had back then. They didn't know either. And what I did was I got tested genetically, and both my parents had the genes for it. So I was super celiac, but luckily it didn't come on me until I was older. I was grateful for that. So then, of course, after taking LDN, and I had great confidence in it, so that's a good thing to have. After reading the website, which, like I said, is fantastic, I had great confidence in it and Dr. Bahari's information as well. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking forward to a change, but I can't say I saw it right away, and I didn't expect to. I just thought, I'm keeping taking it. And I did, and I'm glad I was persistent and persevered because it has benefited me and it will benefit others.
So if you had to have scored your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best before LDN, what would it have been?
Well, probably in the very beginning, I guess a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now I think it's a 10.
Wow, wonderful.
It's definitely a 10. I can do a lot of things, and I'm older than what I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, 10 years ago. I should do probably less or the same or whatever. So, yeah, I'd say 3 and then 10. Uh-huh.
Well, we know what it's like when people have celiac disease, and, you know, gluten is a big part of that. You know, what is your diet like?
That's a very good question, Ms. Ellsgood. I'm happy to reply about that. I know the products of GF are big business now, but they are not for celiacs. They may think they can eat it, but they'll pay someday. Their intestines will pay for it, and it may kill them, but it will certainly debilitate them for a few weeks. I eat no grains. I don't eat substitute grains, which would be GF, gluten-free grains. There's no such thing as gluten-free grains. They're still a grain or a seed, if you want to go that far back, as it's planted as a seed, and no dairy. Mm-hmm. But because I take LDN, once in a while, I do eat a gluten-free donut, and I have no repercussions. So that has been kind of a little bit of a delight for me, and a little bit of real custard. I can have that. Shouldn't have any non-fat items. So basically a Mediterranean diet. And being my age of 73, I do not eat nuts because you have to worry about, I forget the name of that, but you shouldn't probably have it. For your intestines as well. So my diet, people think, is strict. Well, what do you eat? Well, I eat meat. I eat grass-fed meat, I order. And I eat green vegetables. And not a lot of fruit. I know everyone thinks it's mostly a gluten allergy, but it is also a carbohydrate intolerance. So for me, 4 grapes is about it. And a half an apple or a quarter of an apple a day if I want an apple. Mm-hmm. So it's also a carbohydrate problem. But I am increasing my food intake, and I have gained some weight finally. I was way too thin.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything's good. And that's my diet, and it's a wonderful diet. There's nothing wrong with it. You just shop from the peripheral of the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you really need.
Well, that's an amazing story. And thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Thank you, Ms. Ellsgood. I appreciate doing it.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
All right. Bye-bye now.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.